Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Tuesday of the 30th week of Ordinary Time, October 25th, 2011. And Jesus tells us that the smallest of things can bring about greatness in God's kingdom. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? What can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again, he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Today's readings, and we continue on through Luke, we'll have lots of "the kingdom of God is like" answers from Jesus. Today, the kingdom of God is like something really small that starts out tiny but becomes or has a huge effect. The mustard seed is a pretty small seed. But a mustard plant, at least the ones that I saw in Israel, would be as tall as I was. Real stout, woody branches so that the birds could rest in them. And we've all made yeast bread. That tiny little packet of yeast that we get started with a little bit of warm water and sugar makes everything grow and expand. Now, what are some of the seeds or some of the yeast of God's kingdom that needs to have an effect in our life and that maybe we can share with others? And I'd suggest today Paul is putting forward hope. We think we have a deep understanding of our faith. Maybe we don't know all we want to know about our faith, but we have faith. We're here Tuesday morning. We're learning better and better how to love one another. But I think often what our world needs, what I need, what we need, is hope. Right? Hope that the gale force winds are going to hold off forever and we can finish this project. Hope that the little things that we start out doing, God will bring to completion. Hope that our family and friends will remain in good health, that we ourselves can look forward to a lifetime of praising God. Paul suggests that even all of creation is groaning, desiring, hoping for the redemption that will be wrought with Christ Jesus. This kind of hope, this deep hope, Paul says, is not something we've grabbed, right? It's something that's intangible, that we're not quite yet able to see. If in your life your best years are behind you, you might have lost hope. I like to say my best years are ahead of me because they're totally uncreated. In this beautiful realm of possibility where God can live bigger and bigger in my life. Just like that little bit of yeast. I love how Luke always has a male story and a female story. Throughout his gospel, he pairs them together. Right, the guy's outside in the garden planting mustard seeds. The woman's inside baking bread. Both of them start with a little thing and a lot of hope. Because every time I mix that yeast packet, I'm not sure Right? Is it going to go off? Is it going to rise? And, you know, setting the bread out to rise, I've been putting it in the oven because it's just too cold in the house for the yeast to actually finally get going. Room temperature in Texas is different than here. But both involve waiting. A tiny beginning and waiting. And that's what I'll leave you with. Right? We're sowing seeds by us being here and praying for ourselves, for our family, for our parish community, for the city of Wrangell. That's why we celebrate Mass. Right? To lift all of that up to God. And we have hope that God will hear and answer our prayers. But waiting for yeast bread to rise, right? That's why they invented quick breads. Waiting for mustard seeds to grow, that's why we have prepared mustard that never goes bad. It can be in your fridge for decades. We've forgotten how to wait for God to grow his kingdom in us. Let's be mindful of the hope that it takes to wait, right? To plant, to mix, and then wait for God to bring about his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.